الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We might be thinking that when will this bayans get finished off? All the time, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyam. But it is absolutely essential, and we haven't still covered all the various aspects. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to listen properly with the niyat of amal, and for the speaker also to speak with the niyat of amal, that it comes into our lives, inshallah. And as we have been explaining, reminding ourselves that just keeping the roza is generally, perhaps we ourselves also only should just keep a roza of not eating, drinking, etc. But to realize that we have to keep roza of all parts of the body also. These are 6 points which Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali Mashayikh explained. But from there we should try and understand a full roza. The roza full, together with tilawat of Quran, zikrullah, dua, tasbihat, kindness to people, everything should try in this month, try and bring everything all together. One very effective way to judge ourselves, not other people, ourselves, that are we progressing or not. So our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, used to say, when your child is born and it's a day old, a month old, you don't measure its length all the time. Every day you don't measure. So don't see that am I improving now immediately. But after a month, then see that as the child put on a few centimeters, he's growing up, or if you want to gain or lose weight, don't every moment be on the scale. After 24 hours or something, then you see. So we also, our spiritual progress, see how it was last Ramzan, for example. Now this Ramzan, my tilawat compared to last Ramzan, during the year. First, I wasn't reading Quran Sharif at all. Now I'm reading. Oh, that's an improvement. First, I was reading just a little bit, a page or two, a few rukus. Now I'm reading one juz. That's an improvement. First, everything else also, according to that we see. First, I wasn't making namazes. Now I'm making, alhamdulillah. Now I'm making namaz, but not with jamaat. Or not all my namazes, I'm not particular about jamaat. If I get jamaat, alhamdulillah. If I don't get, it doesn't really bother me. So that should worry us. Furthermore, my namazes, what takbir-e-ula, etc. All this we should think. Every aspect, how am I progressing or not? And Allah make it that we keep on progressing until maut comes. We have to keep on progressing. It mustn't happen that we are falling back. Allah protect us, save us. We should be moving forward all the time. And that depends a lot on the environment that we are in, etc. That it has an effect on us. So anyway, so our rozas, this month of Ramadan, for our islah, our tarbiyat, all these things we should try and consider all the time. We spoke about rozas about the eyes, rozas about the tongue, rozas about the ear, and then we were a few days we were discussing about the stomach and about food. The many people, as our mashayikh have written, feel that today is almost impossible to practice on Islam or on any particular aspect. They say today you can't, whereas that is not the case. When Allah Ta'ala has kept Islam till the day of Qiyamah, then that will be the religion of Islam. It is a different thing if we are not making that effort. Like, for example, non-Muslims, for them to 5 times namaz a day, how can you, that you're only praying all the time. There is nothing else you do. But a Muslim knows he makes his five times namaz, and mashallah, he's a very big businessman also. And he's earning a lot also. And all his namazes, and not only namaz, but many other things. For example, rozas. How many people think rozas are impossible to keep? How can you keep rozas? But as Muslims, we know small children are keeping rozas. People, there are so many people, the doctor says, don't keep roza. But they still keep their roza. So it is possible. And many people are doing it. So many other aspects also. So similarly, think, dressing also. Somebody might think where I am, where I live, my environment, to dress Islamically is impossible. But you'll see there are people who are dressing. And the beard, for example, which Hazrat Maulana Abrar Bhatsab Rahmatullah Ali explained, that many people feel that to keep the beard in this zamana is like impossible. But there are thousands of people, millions, who are keeping the beard and proper sunnat beard. Inshallah, Allah give us tawfiq, make dua that one day exclusively on the beard we have a discussion. Because it's a very important subject. And Hazrat Maulana Abrar Al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, like, on that going to for Hajj by boat, and he spoke about then how many people kept the beard. So by reminding, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Reminder is beneficial. People will do it then. So like that, about eating halal, many people feel it's like impossible today. Today the environment is such, and the family, the children, they want to eat out. The whole environment is just like that. Until you don't eat out, you are not somebody. You have to eat out. So that also we should try and understand. And if it is those people who will take the initiative, and then they will be able to set they will become trend setters. They will set the trend for other people also. So Allah give us tawfiq, everyone, and we must do it for Allah's pleasure and do it for our akhirah, thinking about our akhirah. And as Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explained so beautifully about that surma, he told that person that it's your surma, but it's my eyes. So the food, whoever's food it is, but it's my stomach. And if we think, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when some person gave him something, and then he ate it, and then afterwards he asked him, you always particular, you ask, and this time you didn't ask what it is. Then he said that this was some earning of some soothsaying, which I was doing in the past. So Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, more or less the version of the incident, he put his finger in his throat until he vomited everything out again. Now that taqwa, that fear he had. Otherwise we will think it's impossible. We, by mistake it happened, Allah will make maaf. And it will take its course. But those were people who had that iman. Of course, that's a very, very high level of iman. Allah give us all tawfiq also. So in our present, just a few present days, just a few 1-2 incidents, so that we can see that where there's a will, there's a way. If we want to do it, we can do it. I mentioned one student, he's here with us also. He graduated this year. MashaAllah, he's very particular about his food also. And about, he gave me a bar of soap, which he made here in the madrasa himself. And without any of the other ingredients, bathing soap, and without any of the wrong ingredients, the proper sunnat way that he gave. At one time he told me that he's reading 300 times a day, Durood-e Ibrahimi. Now to read, to just sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for many of us 10 times we don't, 100 times it's a great achievement, but this whole Durood-e Ibrahimi, and as a student, and he's a good student, attending classes, doing all his work properly, no complaints, studying properly, not like he's neglecting classes and he's sitting in the masjid and doing only ibadah. Then he gave me a book, and he told me that in that book, 10,000 times, he has written Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And not just ordinarily, like rushing, like calligraphy, properly. So I asked him, where you get this time? So he said, Allah gives barakat in time. So when a person wants to do something, then he can do it and he can achieve it. So how much, mashallah? So 10,000 times to write and doing all the other, I was shocked myself. Like for example, it is common, the ulama of the past, what shuruhat, commentaries of kitabs they wrote. For us to just hold the kitab is a job. And they wrote all those kitabs. For us to just turn the pages is a job. And for them to write all that. Today, if somebody is like Surah Fatiha, or the ulama have written the shuruhat of it, in how many volumes, just on Surah Fatiha. And for us today, just to study it is far away, just to read it also. So in all these things, where there's a will, there's a way. If we try, we can achieve it. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. So, and this is a few things that I came to know. Maybe the student, mashallah, always paban, first self, takbir-e-ula, everything. So Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Then we have one doctor in Mpangeni. He is a medical doctor. And he told me himself that all his chicken, he buys day-old chicks. And then day-old or small chicken. But he keeps them for about a week. He's got a cage made. And in the backyard, he keeps them. And he says that it's only about every 6 weeks, 8 weeks, that we slaughter a certain amount of chicken, and that lasts us for that period. Qurbani time, he makes the qurbani, he makes enough, he slaughters for the whole year the mutton. So he says, I got no problem. All my chicken, and he was a keen fisherman, or I don't know now. So the fish also, then fish and chicken and mutton, everything, vegetables, mashallah, there are so many people, Allah reward them. They even sometimes bring some of the vegetables they grow. They, instead of having a, in fact, our people before, they should never think of gardens as we think of gardens today. They should have vegetable patches. That is what their interest was, whether it was the ladies of the house or anyone. If they had a piece of ground, it wasn't like for us today, lawn and flowers and all that. But they should have vegetable patches. And then you grow your own veggies. And in fact, it is said that food stuff, which any rare, another person, especially a non-Muslim, his eyes hasn't fallen on it. That, and compared to that, which all everyone looks at, like things which are advertised, like this chicken in this grillers. Everyone sees them, all the chicken, all the time. And one is that chicken that nobody has seen. Just to understand that point, you have a chicken that is slaughtered by a person who is a Muslim, but is a drunkard also. He reads Bismillah, Allahu Akbar also. The chicken is halal also. And you have one chicken slaughtered by a person who's a Tahajjud Guzar. There's a world of difference between the two. Both are halal, but halal and paygiban, there is a world of difference. So even our fruit, which come from those from the gardens, which nobody else's eyes fell on, there is a great, great difference, which we mentioned, I think yesterday, by Abdul Wahab, Rahmatullah Alayhi of Raiwin, used to say, the buzurgs of the past, when they wanted to lessen the zikr of any murid for any reason, they should just let him eat food, where from the bazaars, where people's eyes have fallen on. And that was the effect that then you don't feel like your ibadat becomes less. So all that food is very, very, very important. So there are examples in our time. In fact, once I was in the UK and I was shocked. When we sat down to eat, they told me this is Pathridge. So I said, Pathridge here in UK, where the laws are so strict about all these things. But and all the food, well, all the natural, what was there. So if it is possible. Once in France, I remember that the brothers there, the Merkas, they should bring in a sheep, live sheep. Otherwise, the laws are very strict there as far as slaughtering. You can't, but slaughtering at home and all that is right, like out of the question. But they should bring a sheep there in the wuzukhana. And with our eyes we saw, they slaughter it. And then the first time it came to my knowledge and I came to know that they should take a pump and make a hole by the foot, by the end, from there the air, they should pump into the sheep, which separates the skin from the meat. And then you just pull off the skin. So if you want to do it, you can do it. Even in those places. And many others, I get surprised when some people tell me that in certain countries where the laws, Australia is very strict with regard to all these matters. Many other countries also. But those who want to do it, even there. And Allah's help also comes. Then Allah's help comes. In fact, one place we went and they explained that the goat or the cow, I don't know, they took it up to the third floor on top and slaughtered it there. Allahu Akbar. So people, when there's a will, there's a way. But keep things in mind and do things properly. But if we want to, and all these things, then they have great, great effect on us. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah, to consume only that which is halal and tayyiban. Allah forgive us for all our shortcomings, for all whatever we might have done in the past, whatever our, like somebody has said, though it doesn't really apply, but it is a saying that every saint has got a history and every sinner has got a future. So the sinner is today a sinner, but he's got a future, maybe a very bright future for the future. Just a matter of making tawbah, istighfar, turning to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah. So one very other important point that we have to keep roza about also is about our mind and heart. That is the thoughts that come to us. There are many other aspects also, inshallah. If Allah gives tawfiq, we will try and talk about it. But the thoughts that come. And thoughts, usually, if we try and control them at the beginning in namaz. Otherwise, even out of namaz, thoughts come. And wrong thoughts also come. Bad thoughts also come. Sometimes, even in namaz, all these thoughts. So, we should try and control that. For that, our buzurgs have given, first of all, these wasawis. The Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, complained to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we are getting all these wasawis. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam told them, Alhamdulillahi alladhi. Our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised Allah ta'ala. And that is Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, all praise is due to Allah that he has kept shaitan's power only to the extent of waswasa, of stray thoughts. Not that he can force you to do the guna. That is Allah's fazal. Our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi explains, like here we are sitting. It's possible some thought came to anyone, it could come to me, to anyone, of any bad thing now. So that thought came, then it's you who will get up and go and do whatever. But shaitan hasn't got the power to pick you up and take you to a casino now, or pick you up and take you to a brothel now, or pick you up and take you to any other place. It is just a thought. And in fact, وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانِ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ. When everything will be, in shaitan will say, at that time say, I never forced you. دَعَوْتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي. I invited you, I just gave you the thought. And then it's you who did everything. It's not me, it's you who did everything. So thoughts will come. And they can, the shaitan hasn't got the power to make us do the wrong thing. He just gives us the wrong thoughts. And it comes when Adhan goes, Shaitan runs very far away and very fast also. In fact, he loses wind as he is running. But after Adhan, he comes back again. And then when people start with their namaz, somebody asked Maulana Yunus Patel, Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, that these wasawis, and he gave also one beautiful prescription. He said, read Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas, the surah, before namaz. That, oh Allah, I seek your protection. Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas, Malikin Nas, Ilahin Nas, Min Sharril Waswasil Khannas, Alladhi Yuwaswisu Fi Sudurin Nas, Min Al Jinnati Wan Nas. So we, a person that is also one. So, and our Buzurg say, that if a person just thinks when this wasawis come, in namaz, out of namaz, that a person makes this muraqabah, he thinks this, that Ya Allah, that my heart which is so small, it is said that the heart is the size of a fist, so much in the whole body, how much is that? That is very small. In the small heart, you have made this highway, super highway, that everyone is traveling on it. There are buses on there, there are trucks on there, there are motor cars on there, there are bicycles on there, there are, in certain countries, animals also, animal carts also, all these things are all moving on there. And on that one road, all these things are moving. So in my small heart, so many things are, so many thoughts. What thoughts? That just now I was in this part of the world. Now I'm in that part. Just now I was in my childhood when I was a child. I used to do this, I used to do that. Now I was in doing this, now I was doing that. What thoughts, Ya Allah? In a small heart, so many thoughts. So Shaitan will also think that I put all these thoughts to take his mind away from Allah. But he is using the thoughts to go to Allah. Then he himself will withdraw and he will pull back. It is an example, a person gives you money to go to the cinema, gives you money to go to other wrong place, and you use that money to go to the masjid. Somebody gave you money to do all wrong things. You use that money to go in Jamaat 40 days. You use the money to go for Hajj, for Umrah. You used it for a good cause. Your father gave you a car. You're a young man now, and you can now go and do what you want to. But you use it to go five times namaz. So when we do that, then that person whose intention was wrong, he will take it back again. So Shaitan will withdraw from there. Shaitan is that evil that wants to let us do wrong. And there are many ways the Buzurgs have shown that we can control these evil thoughts. And remember, thought, what is thought? That he planted a feather and expected a fowl to grow. So just a thought like that. One example that is given, that somebody told Shaitan that all this havoc in the world, this killing, murdering, this wars which are taking place, is all Shaitan behind it, making the people fight, and how many people becoming, women becoming widows, and children becoming orphans, and families are being displaced, and Allah Ta'ala protect us all, save us all. What is happening, we must make part of that, dua for that also. Also one thing, that this basket which is kept here, anyone wants any particular dua, write it, put your dua in there. But those who are making dua, they should try and remember also every day to make dua for all the duas which are in the basket, that Allah accept them. Like Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi, we read, he should tell everyone, think of what your needs are. And then he should make dua, Ya Allah, fulfill everyone's needs. So like that, these duas, and mashallah, brothers are putting their requests and putting them in here, but we individually also, Ya Allah, all those requests which are in the basket for duas, fulfill all their permissible requests and duas. And the person who's making everyday dua, he should also particularly remember to make dua for all this. So Allah Ta'ala give us Tawfiq, inshallah. So these wasawis, they spoil our ibadat, making tilawat of Quran Sharif, and now you get some evil thought or any other wrong thought you get. So it's we should take this Ramzan and this Roza. Part of the Roza is to abandon, to try and get to stop this. Just like if many people who talk a lot, and they feel it's impossible not to talk. But just, and there are many, you see, they don't talk unnecessarily, only what is necessary. So just like that, these thoughts are not impossible that we can, that we can't cut them out. We just have to make little effort. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Inshallah, we'll carry on. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, make our rozas rozas, our Ramzan Ramzan. Please make dua for the whole ummah also. For everyone, we are all in need of lot of duas. Make duas for all good, inshallah.